Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're up to the new parak on Samach Vav Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Moish and Maggie Silver of Baltimore, Maryland. Le'ilu Nishmas, Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha. Yes. And for a foolish lamb before Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Here we go, ready? Naira Hamurasa, you have a girl who's a Naira, she's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, and she is engaged to be married. So, says the Mishnah, Avia Ubaila Mefirin Nidareha. Her father and her husband, her future husband, they're engaged already, so Minat Torah, they're already married. If he doesn't want to go through with this wedding, he has to give her a get. So her father and her husband have to mefir her neder together. That, it never says that in the Torah. Some people think it says it, it doesn't say it. Today we're going to see where it comes from. So the Ran says, Afilu nedarim shenadra ba'oda pnuya. Even the neder she made when she was a pnuya. She made a neder last week, then she gets engaged. The husband finds out about it. The Baal, call him the Baal. The Baal finds out about it. Oh, I don't like that neder at all. Calls up the father. So you hear what your daughter did? She made a neder that, I don't know. So, the Arus, Mefer, Bikodman. The Arus, the Baal, the Arus, Koman Arus, he can be Mefer, old Nadarim that she made. Now, she's only 12 and 12 and a half, so how old can they be already? They can't be that old. They just made before they got engaged. They made before the Arison.
24 hours for that.
What? 24 hours when you find out.
And then he gets the age, he has 24 hours to find the
Nadarim. No, whenever he finds out, he has, then has 24 hours. Bishut Faseha Da'av. With a partnership with the father, Kedisa B'Gemara, like we're going to see in the Gemara. V'naira D'Nokat, the Naira here that we're talking about, La'afuke Bulgaris, not a Bulgaris. She'ein La'aviha Rishus Ba. Because the father has no say in a Bulgaris' life. Once she's a Bulgaris, the father has no longer a say. V'eino made for Nidareha. He cannot be made for her Nidareha. V'aris Nami. Below should for seha da'av lo matzi mefer, and the husband, the Baal by himself can't be made for the neder, right? Avahu adinami the bas yural of shana, even an 11-year-old shenidareha nidvakin da'av aris mefer nidareha. That's a new thing the Ran says. He brings up a new idea. Even though in the Torah you have to be 12 if you're a girl and 13 if you're a boy, there is one exception to that rule. That exception is Nadarim. If a 4-year-old kid makes it, that doesn't count. But a 12, between the age of 11 for a girl, 11 to 12, and 12 to 13 for a boy, their neder is Nidvakin. It's checked out. Does the guy know what he's talking about? Is he mature? Is he this? Right? The Vilna Gaon, when he was 12, was more mature than everyone in this room put together. So a boy like that, a boy 12 years old, a girl 11 years old, if she makes a neder, they will check it out and see if it's valid. If she's mature and if she knows what she's talking about, and it'll be chal, even though she's a katana. So the Ram's just pointing out that din, will, that if she's 11 and she makes a neder and she happens to be engaged, same din will apply. The Baal and the husband and the father together can be made for it.
Only together. What's he saying here? That Bokris, the Baal has no.
He does. He didn't say the Baal doesn't. He said the father doesn't.
The father is the father.
The Baal always. Correct.
Doesn't have a. It's also not a shaykh. That means he himself cannot make her.
Not by himself.
I understand the father. Now he's a bogus. She's a bogus and engaged.
Right.
She's a bogus and engaged. Bogus only means a green small. She's older.
Correct. So the father can't. Of course, the Aris can. Of course.
That's not the way I gathered.
Then he said it unclearly.
Did I read it wrong?
Yeah. No, it could be read it right, but that's not the rule. He might be a little unclear here.
I don't understand what the Ran is.
Once she turns Bulgaris, only the husband now.
The father, I understand.
The father out. Only the husband now can be made for.
Okay.
He didn't say. Wow. Right, exactly.
That's not what the Ran
says. It's how it is. He's not saying what you. He's not saying what you're saying. He's not.
He's not.
Okay. Next, Hefer Ha'av v'lo Hefer Ha'bal, right? Or Hefer Ha'bal v'lo Hefer Ha'av Einam Hefer. And the Gemara is going to ask, just said that. Just said that. It's redundant.
It's very hot country. He's flying. It's 24 hours and he finds out and the father's in China and he can't reach the
father. Ein echinami.
That's it?
Ein echinami. Vein tzarach lomar, I don't even have to tell you, shekayin echad mehem. That if one of them is mekayin the neder, then of course, once you're mekayin, you can't make for it. I don't have to mention that. So the Gemara asked,
why would you want to make for it?
You change your mind. You change your mind. You change your mind.
So A wants
Mekayim,
B doesn't.
Right, so then A will change his mind. B will give you $1,000 to be made to change his mind, right? Now, the Gemara 4 starts with Hainu Reisha. The second statement, the same thing as the first statement. The first statement even says you need both. And the second statement says if you have one without the other, it's not both. I can't, he just said that already.
Can be or in Reisha too.
No, so Avia Ubaila Mefir in the Zareha. It says the father and the husband have to be made for. I would have thought, oh, avia, oh, by la katani, it means either or. Kamashwa doesn't mean that, it means both. It means both. Now, the ain't sarachloma shekai mechir mehem. Lamalila misti. Why do you have to say that? Why is that necessary? Hashta, listen. Yesh lomar, it says, hafar zebelo zevelo klum. One without the other is nothing. We just established that. So, kai mechad mehen. Lamalit srichal misni. Why do I have to mention that? Right? Yeah, that says the Ran, right here in the Ran. Bitmiya. Afagav de orche de tana lebisne zu ve'ein sarach lomar zu. Many times the Mishnayos will say a case that you know already. Says the Ran something very interesting. Right? In other words, we just said, we just established that if you're not made for it, that each one of these two people, father, husband, have to be made for. And if one's Mekayim, it's no good. It's obvious. So the Ran says, well, sometimes they have Zuv Ein Tzarach Lomar Zuv. The Mishnah will say something that's not a Chiddush. Says the Ran, Hainu Dafka B'mili D'lo Domi Lahadadi. It's not comparable to... The Mishnah will say another case, an obvious case, that's not the same case. Da'afa Gav De'isi B'braisa Mikal V'chomer Mikamayna Tanila. We can learn from Mikal V'chomer. The Mishnah will say it anyway. The Mishnah will say it anyway. Avol, Hacha, Chada Milti. It's the same case. It's the exact same case. Not a different case we can infer, and the Mishnah will say it anyway. It's not like that here. The Hefer Echad, V'kayim Echad, Hainu Mamash, Hefer Zeh Belo Zeh. It's the exact same thing. It's not different from a name. It's even bigger than that. So why would the Mishnah say it? So the Gemara answers, Ki Itzkrich, exactly for what someone here said before. You know why it said? Ki Gon Dehafer Echad Mehem. One was Mefer. V'kayim echad, and one said, no, I like that neder. I don't want my mother-in-law coming to the wedding. I like that neder. Right? V'chazar ha-mekayim v'nishal al ha-kamaso. And then the father, let's say the father made the daughter made a neder, the husband was made for it, and the father was mekayim it. Father goes home, tells his wife, was mekayim his daughter's neder. Wife, what's the matter with you? You can't be mekayim that neder. So what does the father do now? He goes to a chacham to undo his being Mekayim.
Yeah.
Huh?
How does that work?
He goes to a Chacham to undo it.
It's Charata.
Yes, Charata. V'nishal al hakamaso. And he asks about his being Mekayim. Ma'adatayim, I would have thought, my du'uki, hayakre, that the neder now, his Mekayim gets undone. And if the Mekayim gets undone, the neder can get undone. Kamash malan. You can see from here, the mefirin shnehen bebasachas, that the husband and the father have to be made for it at the same time. It doesn't mean the same room. It doesn't mean the same time. It doesn't even mean the same 5 hours. They can be 20 hours apart. What it means is, without this hakama in the middle. That's what it means. What? Yes, but it can't be that one of them was Mekayim and then wants to undo that. That can't be. Why? Says the Ran, Kamash Malon, right? Klomar, Shalo Yasik Bein Echad Lechaveiro. There can't be a break one to the other. Davar Shuhum Akiv Hafara. Something that will prevent Hafara. Kigon Hakama Dahila. Could be making it. Being Mekayim it is a break in the Hafara. Right? It's against Hafara. The Kirvan Dahi Shaita. Since you Makayim it, Lav Bar Hafarahu. You can't be made for it anymore. Afilu ha hafara kamaisa de idach batlala. Even the original hafara gets batal. Vitzarach shiru mafirin achshav shnei bazachas. Both of them have to do it together. And since that didn't happen, together doesn't mean in the same room. It doesn't even mean the same day. It means same day, same 24 hours. It doesn't even mean that. What it means is, there's nothing breaking the hafara. Had someone break the hafara by being makayimit.
Wait, does it work
to go to Chacham and Mashal? Now look a few lines down. Umiu, the Bas Achaz, Lav Dafka. Bas Achaz doesn't mean, it's Lav Dafka. Da filo mei for zesh achrus v'chaveir arvis, sagi. That's okay. As long as there's nothing that prevents the Hafara from taking place. Okay? Now, if you go a few lines down in the Ran, it's a third word at the end of the line. V'hiksha harajbazal. You see it?
Yeah.
The Rajma is going to ask the following question. When you go to a chacham, you make a neder, and you regret it. And you go to a chacham, and you have it undone. Doesn't it revert back to your original state? So what's going on here? The father made a neder. The girl made a neder. The father was makayimit. Right? Now the father says, that was a big mistake. I never should have done that. I'll go get it undone. I go get it undone. Back to square one.
Right.
Back to square one. What's wrong with that? Why don't we say no? Back to square one.
He's
Mekayim. Exactly. So what's wrong with that? The Hikshar Rajba. Am I reading Hafara Kamaisa Batlala? Why the first? What's the first Hafara? The Hafara of the husband. That's nothing. Why? The Alabasa the Ichel Al Hakamaso. Once you undo your Hakama, your Mekayim, Kivan the Chacham Okeresinet the Meikaro. Since he undoes it from the beginning, Harehu Kiilu Lo Hakim Klal. It's as if you never did a hakama. And if you never did a hakama, you and the husband together can be made for the nether.
Right.
What's going on here? And by the way, the Ran says, Kidanam Perik Isha Makadesh. You have like this in by Kiddushin. Hamakadesh says, Isha Manas Shein Aleha Nadarim. A guy makes he's Makadesh a woman on condition he has no vows. He's got no issues. He's got no hang-ups. Right?
She has no issues.
She has. Venim to Allah Nadarim, and turn off she has Enemy Kadeshas. I'm not married. Halcha Lufnei Chacham Vitira. So what does she do? She goes to a Chacham, has all the vows undone. Harehizu Mikudeshas. They're married. Why? Dechashvinan Luk Ilo Hayal Nadarim Klabashas Kedushin. At the time he made that condition with her, she had no vows. Why? Because they get undone from minute one. They all get undone. So what's going on over here?
But right? Vows are actually valid.
What?
Yeah, vows are actually valid.
Her what?
Her vows are valid.
Are invalid.
Why invalid? She made a nether.
Who's she?
The wife.
The wife made a nether. No.
They go to the chacham, the nether, right?
And it goes so back from minute one.
So she never made a nether.
Exactly, she never had a vow. Right, okay, we're saying the same thing. Hachanami, Labasa de Ichal, after the father goes to undo his hakama, right? Nechzai lahai gavro kiilo kekim elam. It's as if he never did the hakama. And therefore, him and the husband can together be made for it. Lididi lav kasha hi klal. That's not a kasha. Why? The kiddushin, listen to this answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. Sounds not an easy answer. Mitoch shehu maisa gomor, since kiddushin is a maisa gomor, afal gaf to kol zman shelohi tira lo chayli. As long as this woman doesn't go to undo all her hang-ups, they're not going to be married because she has the darim. Ki chayli ki hetira. Once she does go, amrinan we say the igli milsa the meikara chayli. From it turns out now retroactively, you never had any nedarim, and therefore we're married. Aval over here, hafara dechad mahani klasha. We're going to learn this tomorrow's daf. What happens, what does the value of one of these two men being mefer without the other one?
It's only half, right?
Is it half or is it nothing? It's a whole complicated Gemara tomorrow. Let's say a girl says, I'm not going to eat two apples. And the husband's mefer it, and the father's not. So can she eat now one apple?
No.
Right? No, it's not half. So that's not half. It's not half. So tomorrow the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the value of one. So tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, what does one do? If anything. What do you see from that? That one without the other is not the same thing as a woman wanting to get married to go make for the Nadar. It's not like that. It's not the same thing. You must have, it takes two men here for this to work. So one without the other doesn't work. So now what happened? One was Mefer, one was Mekayim. At that, if you freeze that moment, nothing happened. Because one's nothing. So now we're going to undo it, then go retroactively. Not only that, they have to be roy at the same time. Like you said, if one's in China, you're not going to be able to do it. Why? He's not around. He's got to be here at least, without a phone, you know? What if one of them was mefer and died? We're going to learn that tomorrow on Shabbos. The crazy cases. Where the husband's mefer and then he dies. Well, that might be the other way around.
And the father is mefer.
And the father is mefer. It's still not good. It's still not good.
Why?
Because you'll see. Because they weren't around at the same time. Now, he was mefer, and a month later the father finds out about it. Now he's mefer.
Okay.
That's okay. He just found out about it. Now good. Why? The husband's dead already for 29 days. They're not around. They're not even at the same time. So to have the husband or the father go and undo his hakama doesn't work. Hilkach, given the hafar dechad, afilu ki lo hikim chavrei klisha tuva. Even one without the other, even without being mekayimit, he doesn't say a boo. The guy doesn't say a word. I don't know. Leave me alone. I don't know. The klisha tuva means it's greatly weakened. The nether is greatly weakened. Unlike a woman who wants to get married, it's not greatly weakened. Nothing happened. She has to go to undo her nether, then she can get married. It's very different. With two people here, you'll see tomorrow how different it is. Kol hecha dehekim kivun dahu shaita lo chazalitz terufe. At the moment when the father's been told, by the way, the husband was made for it, what do you want to do? So you know what? I'm going to be mekayimet. Once he says that, he's forever broken the ability to be made for the, I go to a chacham and undo it for me, Yikara. No, it's not like that. That works by regular Nadarim. Here, since there are two people, you can't do that. Do we fully explain why not? Half explain why not. I think tomorrow, when you finish tomorrow and Shabbos is daf, you'll understand why it's different. What? You have to understand that there's an interaction between the husband and the father. Therefore, the round ends off. Kiva de lo chazia hi shaita. Since at that moment, it's no good. Lo chazinami basas mana. It'll never become good later. How's it going to become good later? Because I'm going to go to a chacham and I'll do my hakama. That doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So over the next 2 days, you'll see the relationship between the husband and the father.
Is each one 50%?
No. Each one's not 50%. You'll see. I can't answer that question until tomorrow.
I'm saying, she's eating so much. She comes in with no father. Is the husband good enough to do make the thing?
Yes.
Or
yeah.
That
I don't know. I don't know. But when she's married for 20 years and she's 35 years old, only the husband can do it.
Right.
The father's out of the picture.
Yeah.
So you'll see tomorrow. You'll see tomorrow and over tomorrow and the next day, you'll see the relationship between the husband and the father. Right? You'll see. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Naru Marasa Aviu Baila Mefir Nidareha. It's a combination together. Minolan, how do you know that? You look in the parish in Matos, where all these psukim now, a lot of psukim now flying around. It never says that. Never says the husband and the father together. Never says that. Rashi says it, because Rashi learned this Gemara. Right? Amar Rabba, Amar Krot says, V'im hayo si yelo ish, unidareha aleha. Okay? That is in Pasuk Zayin. So the first six psukim in Parashas Matos are talking about a father being mefer the neder. Right? Then Pasuk Zayin says, Vimhayu siya le'ish. And if she's married, and she makes the neder, now what? So, Mikan, Lenaira Hamurasa, here you see, Sha'aviha Uvaila Nefirin Nidareha. Here you see that a husband and a father together can be made for the nether. How on earth do you see that?
It
doesn't say it in the psukim.
What? Hayyoh is plural or singular?
Here. So it says like this. The parasha starts off. A man makes a nether, you better keep your nethers. Lo yachel, don't violate any nether you make. They're very good. Next. The isha kisidor nether. A woman makes a nether. The very next pasuk. V'asra, and she makes an azar. The base of viha. She's in her father's house. Binu reha. She's a girl. V'shama viha, her father will hear it, and either he'll make him, either he'll be made for it, or he won't. Right? The very next pasuk. V'yimhoyu shiel ish. And what if she's married? What if she's married?
Engaged,
yeah. And she makes a neder. And then it says, v'shama isha, and the husband heard about it. Biyom Shamo, within 24 hours.
Naira?
Yeah, she's an Naira. The Hachemish law, and he doesn't say anything, he's quiet. The Kamu, right? And if he wants to be made for it, doesn't say a word about the father and the husband together. Doesn't say a word. Says the Gemara, from the fact that it says, the im of Hayu Tia Le'ish, and if she has a husband, she can only have one husband, Yoni. So what's your question? If she has a husband, then the husband can be made for it or make him it. Says the Ran, explains the Ran, that the V'im, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, so it's really one story. The story is the husband and the father together.
The
Vav in V'im, Hayu, V'im, and if. It doesn't say Im, if she's married. And if she's married. What do you mean, and if she's married? What?
At the time.
At the time, it's a combination of the two.
Right.
Never in a million years did you figure that out.
Either the husband or the father.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Well, the Gemara already said that.
The Bob just means if, not
what?
They're using the Vim as a connection.
They're using the Vim as a connection. Now, the Gemara is going to ask in a few minutes, maybe it means that she has Nisuin. Maybe the Im HaYisilish means she's Nisuin. How do you know it means Erisin? The answer to that is, there's another pasuk later that says that she's totally married, without the husband, without the father in the picture at all. So this could only mean, Erison, why would the Torah say halacha twice?
Right.
Okay?
As soon as she leaves her father's service anyway.
What? Exactly. So maybe this pasuk says, so maybe this is a new thing. And if she's nesuin, the father's out of the picture.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, no, we'll give another pasuk that we know she, then the suin is different. That the one says the suin, the husband, that the father's out of the picture.
Can I take a look? Why did the Torah just explicate that point?
We don't know why the Torah, you can ask that question about anything.
It's so esoteric, why not just explicate it so there's no room for now? Seriously?
The answer to that is, I'll tell you the answer. It's a Shas answer. The answer is, because otherwise you'd make up your own halachas. You're forced to have a Rebbe. You're forced to go to a Rebbe to learn how to darshan the Torah. You can't do it on your own. That's the answer for everything like that. How can the Torah use its kavachomers and all that? You can't do it on your own. You must have a Rebbe. That's why. Now, if you're not makabel what the Rebbe said, then the whole religion's out the window. The whole religion's based on emunas chachamim. The Mesorah. That's the whole religion based on that. Why did it say the Vav means that to connect? If you don't accept that, then you don't accept anything.
No, I do, but my question, why not just be more clear?
That's what I'm saying, because the Torah wants...
The premise of the Torah should be al-peh.
The Torah should be al-peh.
You're supposed to explain the Torah should be al-peh. You have to
go to a Rebbe. You can't do it on your own. If you read this on your own, you'd never come up with that. And by the way, if you'd read the Torah on your own, you would never in a million years know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. You'd never know that. You'd never know what a tefillin look like. You'd never know.
What are you putting your tefillin on?
You'd never know in a million years. What? Okay, so we're both, by the way. Okay, we don't have time for that. But that's the answer. You have to go to a rabbi. You can't learn this on your own. Now the Gemara asks, the Ema Hakra bin Nesu'ksiv. Maybe that pasuk is talking about if they already have Nesu'in, right?
Back in the Gemara,
the Ema, maybe in not the Ema, Ema high krab in the Suin Kthiv. Maybe this pasuk is talking about if they're married, and if she's Eretzin, the husband is out of the picture altogether. Only the father. She's still living at home. She's not married yet. I mean, she's half married, you know, but she's still living at home. Maybe that's the halacha.
No,
so,
but we would think the Eretzin, both of them would have to be.
Eretzin, only the father, and the Suin, only the husband.
Right.
Why? It says, how you see a list, and if she's married, maybe that means the Suin. Why does it mean a combination of both?
Because the
Emishim Nesua, if it would be the Suin, Kroxina Ksiv. There's a separate pasuk for that. The pasuk is, the Im Beis Isha Nidara. That's pasuk Yud Aleph. It's way at the end over here.
It's
very straightforward. Right? It's Ema Tarvayu bin Nesua. So maybe they're both talking about Nesuin. Why would I need two pasukim for Nesuin? Why do I need two psukim? Right? The answer is Shein Habal Mefar, the Shein Habal Mefar, Bekodmin, right? You want to tell me, because to tell me the teacher is halacha, that the husband cannot be made for her old Nadarim.
For when?
Well, she made a neder before they met. She made a neder for the rest of my life, I will never serve my husband dinner. She made an edda like that before they're engaged. What?
He only has 24
hours. Anyway. When he finds out about it. And she tells him on the wedding night, by the way, I made an edda. Never. What kind of edda is that? I want to be made for it. Too late, it's before we met. Right? So does he have the right to do this, such a thing? So ve'ema, maybe. The husband has no right to be made for old Nadarim. Right? And if I need both these psukim to teach me Nesuin, maybe the pasuk over here, pasuk vav, is about Nesuin. How do I know? I'm back to my square one. How do I know the husband and father together? So Gemara says, v'lav mimela shmas mina. No, from the pasuk of the second pasuk of the im base isha nadara, right? The im base isha nadara. We learn both halachas. What both halachas? Number one, that by nesuin the father's out of the picture, and number two, she can't be made for old nadarim. That's why we have a gemara that says, "I'm being mekadesh you al tanai. You have no nadarim because otherwise he can't be made for them." Right?
So she can actually make a neder even before she knows this is going to be her husband.
Yeah, she'll make a neder. I'm never eating cake my whole life. The husband says, "I love cake. I wish you to bake some." No, I made a neder. So you can't be made for that.
I know, but your first case where you said that you've never been coached, she doesn't know this guy's going to be your husband.
What? I understand. Okay, so I'm just trying to give you an example. Now, Ibai Seimo, or another answer, Dahavaya Kiddushin Mashma. No, when it says in the Pasuk, Vimhoyo Tiyela Ish, that's Mashma Kiddushin. It's not Mashma Nesuin. Okay? Even though the Ron points out, even though there are cases where it's Nesuin, the majority is Eretzin, and therefore, the first Pasuk means Eretzin. If it means Eretzin, Vav Mosef Al Inyan Rishon, it's a combination father husband, then six psukim later, it's talking about the husband by himself. Now, Ema Av Luchude Mefer, maybe the father can be made for them himself, right? What? Yeah, in other words, what this question means, maybe the father doesn't need the husband, but the husband needs the father. Maybe, when she's an Arison.
The father needs a husband.
The father does not need the husband.
Right.
The father can make for it alone. If the husband wants to be made for it, he has to get the father's approval.
Right.
Maybe that's the case.
We've established that
the vav was Mosef. You need a combination of both. So the Gemara asks, maybe the combination is only for the Gabi the Baal, and the father does not need the Baal's consent. Im kain va'asra iser beis aviha yoni osa lamali. Then why would I need the pasuk? What pasuk is this? The pasuk says what?
It's a few psukim
before. It's pasuk dalid, right? Right? What did the pasuk say? If a girl makes a neder and the father hears it, he can be made for it by himself. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Hashta, Yishlomer, the makom arus made for av l'chudei. 1 second. If the aruses are in the picture, I don't need him. The father doesn't need him. Right, that's the suggestion is that if they're both around, the father can do it alone. So if the she's already engaged, the father doesn't need the arus. So shalom makom arus miboya. So 1 second. I don't need him when he's not around. So the pasuk is redundant. Right? Ema av liboy aris v'aris luchudei nefer. Say it all the way around. The father needs the aris, but the aris doesn't need the father. Maybe that's the pshat. So because that can't be pshat. The chi tema of the kasev rachman olamali, then why would it say the father? Right? If I don't need him, why is he here? Mibayale hai, the hekim, hekim. And what's he doing here? He could be making it. But if he doesn't be making it, I don't need him to be made for it. That can't be pshat. Imkain, if that's true, base isha nadara lamai kasav. Then why do I have the pasuk 6 psukim later when they have that actual nesuin? If on Eretz I don't need the father, so for sure nesuin, right? Kavachomer ma makom of arus mefer lechudei, right? Shlo makom of mibaya. I need him. Why? It's obviously by Eretz you need both. Ema, how about this? Im beis isha nadara. You know why it says im beis isha nadara? That's by nesuin. Lomar she'ein habal mefir bekodman. Maybe it means that the husband cannot make nadarim, cannot be mefir old nadarim that she made. The Gemara answers umine, right? Umine from that very halacha. That means from the fact that the husband cannot be made for old nedarim, right? You learn that the husband cannot be made for the nedarim by himself. Why? Arus mefar bekodmin, because otherwise, let the husband just do it himself. Elolav shma mishum shutfastav. You prove that you must be together with the father. If he doesn't need the father, then why can't he be made for kodmin? Why can't he? There's no reason why not. I don't need the father. I must be. He does need the father. And if it's older darim, he has no right to do it. All right? We'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Oh. What?